The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Show.
As the announcer of this show, I sometimes ask myself, to what shall I compare Eric? Shall I compare him to a summer's day? Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May.
But not Eric. I'll tell you, nothing shakes this guy.
And now here he is, wearing green leotards and a jester's coxcomb, Eric Metaxas.
Exit Todd, stage left.
Thank you, Snagglepuss. This is Eric Metaxas. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. And folks, have we got a show for you. As you know, this is the show about everything. And on the show about everything, we like to cover a lot of stuff, perhaps even everything. So today we're talking with my friend, Pastor Michael Brown, Dr. Michael Brown. Welcome to the program.
Great to be with you.
I don't know where to start with you because anybody that I've known for a long time, I get this kind of like rascally look on my face because you're a lot of fun. I admire your mind. I admire your courage. I remember when I thought of you first as a preacher at Times Square Church. I was, you know, maybe 29 or 30. I was at Times Square Church before I even met Suzanne. And you were preaching there, and I got to know you and your story and just have come to admire you and love you over the years. And you're a warrior. At the same time that you're a real lover of Jesus, you don't war in the flesh, you war in the spirit. And I think that's a good way of introducing the book that you've got coming out right now, frankly, like August 6th, Jezebel's War with America, the plot to destroy our country and what we can do to turn the tide. Mike, those are big words, Jezebel's War with America. Why do you have that as your title and the subject of this book?
Something happened, Eric, last year where I just connected the dots. It's like the light went on and I saw something I'd never seen. It's almost like you've got different kids in a school and this one's sick with this and this one's sick with that. And one day half the school's out. And then you realize, wait, these are all different symptoms of the same disease. So we know who Jezebel was in the Bible, arguably the most wicked woman in the Bible. She was a foreigner married into Israel. She was a zealous Baal worshiper, so she was an idolater. She was murderous. She killed the prophets and silenced, intimidated with fear. She emasculated men. You could say that she's the first radical feminist that we read about. She's associated with sexual immorality. She's associated with sorcery and witchcraft. This is all in the scripture. And then about 2,000 or about 1,000 years later, Jesus mentions a false prophetess whom he calls Jezebel, probably just a nickname to give her because she was of the same spirit. And I began to look at what was
happening. Now, wait, I don't remember when Jesus said that. What did he say?
In Revelation, the second chapter.
Oh, Revelation.
Yeah, dealing with the church in Thyatira, where he says, you tolerate that prophetess called Jezebel. And what does she do? The same thing. She seduces people into sexual immorality and teaches them to eat food sacrificed to idols. So again, the idolatry, the sexual immorality. So I started to look at what was happening in America. It was when one of my friends, Pastor John Kilpatrick, said, we need to pray for President Trump. Witchcraft is attacking him. Jezebel's trying to take him down. And it got my attention. He just put out a prayer request in his church. Next thing, the thing went viral. Jerusalem Post interviewed on him, the whole bit.
Right.
And I started to think, wait a second. Look at what's happening in America today. You've got the rise of radical feminism. We're not talking about equal pay for a woman doing the same
work.
We're
not talking about good. We're not talking about a good attitude toward women. We're talking about something that has, you know, jumped the shark and is in another universe. We're talking about a kind of madness that has overtaken it's a radical fringe, but it is infiltrating society.
Yeah. And with the Trump presidency, it's really jumped out of the woodwork. And with that, you've got the baby killing spirit. We're not talking about a 15-year-old woman who was raped and she's struggling as teen. Do I abort the baby or not? We're talking about shout your abortion. We're talking about pounding on the doors of the Supreme Court during the Kavanaugh hearings. And we know with idolatry in the ancient world that you had baby killing, sacrificing babies to these different gods. And then you've got the emasculating of men. And what radical feminism also does is it turns men into women and women into men.
Right.
You've got that. You've got the sexual seduction, the porn like we've never seen. You've got the rise of witchcraft. There are reportedly more witches in America today than there are Presbyterians. And you've got these radical...
I'm sorry, that is hilarious and sick and true, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And you've got that going on. You've got the silencing of the church's prophetic voice. We're afraid to speak out. You know, we lock ourselves in the closet because we don't want to be unfriended on Facebook or something. I mean, we're cowering in fear for no good reason. You've got all this going on. And then in the Bible, the one who comes into ultimate conflict with Jezebel is Jehu. And Jehu is one of these guys who does a lot of good, but there's a lot of collateral damage. He's one of these alpha male guys, an outsider. He's not a politician. He's a general. He fights with everybody. And folks from Joel Pollack, an Orthodox Jewish editor at Breitbart, to Jonathan Kahn, Messianic Jewish author, they've said Trump is kind of like a Jehu guy. Whether you like him or not, he has those characteristics. He's this alpha male.
Right.
He's zealous for God's cause, but he alienates people in the process. And he's the one that comes into conflict with Jezebel. It's just an inevitability that when you have someone like Trump, and yeah, there's the negative past and the misogyny and the sexism and all, you know, whatever. You got that. But then you've got his other characteristics and his joining with the religious right and so on. It brings the perfect recipe now where you're going to have this massive conflict in our society. So I just stepped back and I said, wait a second. If you go back in America 50 years ago, we weren't dealing with these same things.
No.
We weren't shouting abortions and having radical feminists and having war on gender. This, the same demonic forces that operated through Queen Jezebel are operating again today.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual battle.
I see this. Online, I follow sometimes a prophet out of Las Vegas. His name is Mike Thompson. One of the sweetest pastors. He just right on. And he talks about exactly what you're saying. Now, I'm sure the two of you aren't the only ones because I've seen the same thing. But it seems that those who are sensitive in the spirit to these kinds of things recognize that what is going on is not merely a political battle. This is, in a funny way, we've seen things turn spiritual in a more overt way than at any time in our lives, that we see it's like an open spiritual warfare. Before, it was a little hidden, but something has happened because of the rise of Trump. And in a funny way, you can't suppress it anymore. In other words, the left has gone full Jezebel in some ways. I mean, principled liberals don't know what to say to the party. They're principled liberals who are horrified at AOC and Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris and others who have just gone crazy. But no one seems to have the ability, the courage to say, slow down, you've gone too far. It's as if a spirit has taken over the party and no one can stop it. I think Nancy Pelosi is writhing in her office. They simply don't have the ability to speak against this.
Yeah, and what we have to do, those of us who are followers of Jesus and believe there's a real devil, They're real demonic powers. Yes, people are responsible. No one can say the devil made me do it. We're all responsible for our actions. But we also have to recognize what Paul wrote, our battle is not with flesh and blood. In other words, that same devil hates all the people on the radical left as well.
He's using them.
He wants to destroy everybody.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, you know, you look around and you think, did America drink the Kool-Aid? Come on, if we were on radio 10 years ago, I've been doing daily radio 11 years now, right? And you've been doing all kinds of media for years. If 11 years ago we talked about Bruce Jenner will be the poster boy, girl of the transgender movement and will be celebrated as Woman of the Year, but will be getting more flack in Hollywood for being conservative than for being transgender, people would laugh at us. If we talked about there'll be drag queen story hour for toddlers in our schools and those who oppose it will be called religious bigots and fanatics, you'd say we're crazy.
It's the kind of thing, it's the fever dream of a conservative Christian from 20 years ago, and then you'd say, that guy's nuts. Like, chill out, pal.
Yeah.
And it's happening now. And many in the church don't have the guts to speak against it. They're cowering like, Elijah under the broom tree or whatever and saying, like, I don't know what to do. Lord, help me. We're going to be right back talking to Dr. Michael Brown. His website, askdrbrown.org. We'll be right back.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour, and I, among other things, have been trying to explain men to both men and women. Men don't fully understand themselves, and women, totally understandably, don't understand men unless they are explained what men are about, especially male sexual nature, because it's so different from female sexual nature. Years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a 4-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. So over the course of 6 hours, I talk about adultery, pornography, values and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is, Once women understand men and their challenges, they'll better appreciate the men in their lives. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm sitting here with Dr. Mike Brown. You can find him at askdrbrown.org. The new book, Jezebel's War with America, The Plot to Destroy Our Country and What We Can Do to Turn the Tide. My friend Mike, welcome back. Just fun to talk to you about anything, but this is so close to God's heart right now. This country, I mean, I talk about this all the time, has been a beacon for freedom. We've had a lot of flaws and a lot of sins, but God has used this country. And right now, we are in a place where the battle ostensibly is political or cultural. But I think we know, and a lot of people understand, it's a spiritual battle.
Yeah, so let's focus on porn for a second. We understand that this is something happening in this real world, that there are women and men that are selling their bodies for profit, and some are doing it even against their will. But we know this is real.
Many are doing it against their will.
Right.
Yeah.
Kids being trafficked and all that. So we know there are real things going on. We're not trying to say it's all spiritual. We understand that porn addiction has a real effect on the brain. You could examine a brain and it's like a cocaine addicted person. You could see the actual effects. So we know that there are physical things that happen. You know, in your spam folder, your junk folder, you know, and here's the Asian ladies or Russian, whatever the thing is, you know, who, you know, it's just whatever the latest junk is that's out there.
Right.
We know there's the bombardment. Every store you walk into, you know, the grocery store for years, the sensual pictures and all that, just another pointing in that direction. However, there's also something spiritual going on. There is a demonic battle to seduce and destroy. And yes, it goes after women and men, but it has an effect on men that is especially destructive because they don't know how to be men anymore, and they don't know how to relate to women anymore.
Well, I just want to make a point of clarification. I wrote about this in the intro to my Seven Men book and the intro to my Seven Women book. We have to understand that when we're dealing with God, because God created us in his image, male and female, whenever you hurt men, you are hurting women. And whenever you hurt women, you are hurting men. So this is the irony, is that we act like we're in a zero-sum game. It's men versus women. God never pits men versus women because he loves us equally.
Yeah.
But in the culture, I mean, if you want, it's kind of like saying, I want to go after the chief or I want to go after the general. You go after the leader to destroy those beneath the leader. And when you attack men in the culture, women and children are devastated. It's just that we tend sometimes not to notice.
Yeah. Look, it was pointed out that when there were the natural disasters in Houston and other cities like that, that the men were in the boats going through the cities rescuing the women, and the women were holding the children, that everyone was doing what they're made to do, and it's very natural for them to do. When you have this bombardment of porn, it's part of this larger Jezebel seduction.
Correct.
So on the one hand, it objectifies women. It just turns them into sexual objects, and the pressure on women have to look, you know, perfect airbrushed figures, everything have to look and be a certain way. Men don't relate to them rightly. You have men in their 20s that have prescriptions to Viagra because they can't perform form with a woman without some extra help because they're so destroyed by porn. But here's the other thing that happens. It takes away a sense of authority. It takes away a sense of strength so that a man can really lead and cover and nurture and protect. So this larger emasculating of men, it's part of this whole Jezebel thing. You think of King Ahab, Jezebel's wife. On the one hand, historically, he was a strong king politically. On the other hand, he was a wimp. Because yeah. Jezebel emasculated him.
Right.
And we have now look at the larger society from when we were growing up. I'm a little older than you, but the Father Knows Best shows,
yeah.
The Ozzie and Harriet, the Andy Griffith with the sage dad.
Yeah.
And for years now, the dad is the idiot. The dad is the jerk.
Well, the left has been making fun of fathers, of men, certainly of men of the cloth. This has been going on for 50 years, and we've arrived at a point right now which is grotesque. And you're absolutely right. If you care about women and children, you have to care about men. You have to care about turning boys into men who are strong.
That sounds so toxic, though. That's toxic masculinity,
yeah,
man.
Right.
That's just evil these days, right?
Yeah, except, you know, in those parts of the world where they don't have this kind of stupid media, everybody knows, you know, I want my men to be strong because I want them to protect us from the evil men who are strong who want to come and rape us and destroy us. So we want our men to be strong. We've ceased to get that in America.
Yeah, and now when you look at the wider picture, the effects of porn, where kids as young as 8 are getting regularly exposed to it. A few years ago, they said the average age of exposure to porn is 11. Now they said it could be even younger. Some experts have told me they think it could be as young as 8. By the time a guy is like 16, 17, the vast, vast, vast majority have been exposed to porn. And then the effects on women. This is an all-out bombardment. Most men in our churches are struggling with this. Many pastors and leaders are struggling with this. This is the devil. This is Jezebel. This is not just a natural phenomenon.
Right.
This is part of a larger picture. Again, in the scriptures, Jezebel is associated with sexual immorality.
Right.
She tries to seduce. Even later, she's an older woman. When she meets Jehu, she paints her face. And he says, you know, you're going to be judged for your sexual immoralities and your sorcery. I don't think it's a coincidence that at the same time you have this raging seduction of the society with sexual sin and sexual temptation. At the same time, you have the fascination in sorcery and witchcraft. They're joined together in Scripture.
Well, there's no question. And the transgender movement is the most bizarre thing in my day. I mean, I have to say that I remember when we were talking about same-sex marriage and all that kind of thought, people kept saying, well, what's next is the trans thing. And I remember thinking over and over and over again, what trans thing? Like, I don't see trans people. What are you talking about? And as if out of the woodwork, they have emerged. And you think, well, historically speaking, I don't even know what this is. What is this? You know what I'm saying? I can imagine somebody being same-sex attracted in previous centuries. But this longing to identify as a member of the opposite sex from what you are biologically, where did that come from? What is that? I mean, it is truly bizarre.
Yeah, so it's part of the larger war on gender. It's part of the larger war on foundations, male and female. He created them. Look, a few years ago, when Facebook, under LGBT activist pressure, said, okay, when you're filling out your bio, you can choose from 50 different ways to describe your gender, including 10 simultaneously. Eric, if I said, here's $10 million for your ministry, if you can give me a list of 50 different gender identities, who could even come up with it? They ended up saying good, but not good enough. They had to add an additional one saying fill in the blank. This is the societal madness we're dealing with. We care about people who struggle.
Yeah.
We care about a four-year-old kid that believes they're the opposite of what they are biologically. We care about people. But this is part of the larger war on gender. My book, A Queer Thing Happened to America, that came out in 2011, the last chapter, LGBTQ and beyond, we said, here's where things are going. Gender itself, the gender binary itself is the enemy. It must be deconstructed.
Well, that's what's so fascinating to me is that most people in their lives don't even know what this is. They're trying to raise their kids. They wish their boys didn't behave so much like boys because boys are rambunctious and crazy and whatever. And yet we act as though none of that is true. In other words, the experiences of people over the centuries of how boys are boys, girls are girls and whatever, there's always going to be some issue
There are always going to be some boys that aren't as masculine. But basically, this is what we have. It's as if in a few years, everything's become spun around. I mean, you said it earlier. If someone had said to me that my childhood hero, this great athlete, Bruce Jenner, would be walking around in a dress and pretending to be a woman,
so
I would say there is no way that that could happen. I was in a room with him I guess 2 years ago, and you don't see this in the magazines or on TV. He's huge. He's gigantic. It's like a huge athlete in a dress and heels or whatever. And you look over and you, and of course, my response is like initial revulsion. And then instantly after that, sadness.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want to weep. I want to hug him and say, what happened? God loves you. What are you doing? What has happened to you? How can a human being think that this is a path to take? And I mean, I could just weep and weep for this man. And I think there's so many people like him. They're so confused. Nobody has loved them and told them, you know, that God has a different plan for them. They don't even know that there could be another plan than the one they've taken.
Yeah, and when you do share these things, just what you said, and refer to Bruce Jenner as Bruce, as him, and speak of a better plan, you are now misgendering. You are now dead naming. You can get banned from Twitter for that. You are now a hater. You are now a transphobe. And the activism has risen up. Listen, I have a whole book, and I quote it a lot in Jezebel's War with America. Radical feminists are pushing back against the transgender movement. They say, you're erasing us. We have no identity.
When we come back, I want to talk about that because that's a big issue. Folks, the book is Jezebel's War with America. I'm talking to Michael Brown, PhD. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Don't go away.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The trade war between the U.S. and China is growing as Beijing says it's slapping more tariffs on American goods in retaliation for the Trump administration's own tariff plans. The president has ordered UPS, Federal Express, and Amazon to block any deliveries from China of the powerful opioid drug fentanyl. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will get his first moment on the world stage in his new role at the Group of Seven summit in France this weekend. Johnson will meet with world leaders, including President Trump, at the seaside resort of Biarritz. An Illinois judge naming a special prosecutor to look into why state prosecutors abruptly dropped charges against actor Jesse Smollett that accused him of staging a racist anti-gay attack against himself. On Wall Street, stocks remain sharply lower. The Dow is down 581 points. This is SRN News.
From the creators of War Room, the Kendrick Brothers return to the big screen with Overcomer.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define me?
Overcomer. Now playing. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Visit OvercomerMovie.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, radio listeners like you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. But now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, the radio listeners. So you can get deep discounts, you, my listeners, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. They're pretty amazing. Now, folks, I just got to say, I use these products. They are terrific. I recommend them to everyone I know. I'm sleeping much better. I use the mattress pad. Albin and I joke about that. But you can get huge, deep discounts on all of this stuff, folks. But you have to go to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code ERIC, or Metaxas. Just to give you an example of the discounts, the body pillow that they sell is regularly $89.99, but with the promo code ERIC, it's only $29.99. And remember, all my pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You've got to check it out, folks. I use it. I love it. Check it out. Michael Brown. You can find him at AskDrBrown.org. The new book is Jezebel's War with America. We were just talking, Mike, about this really, really strange thing where the left eats its own. It's the snake, Ouroboros, the snake swallowing its own tail. You now have a case where the left is at war with the left because the transgender thing is effectively erasing women from the map. There are no women. If I want to compete in sports, a dude can say I'm a woman and can compete. I mean, I predicted this years ago, but I thought it would be like 20 years before a guy had the guts to actually say I'm a woman and start crushing the women in sports competition. And nobody really seems to be standing up against it. I mean, this is pure madness.
Yeah, when I've written about it, I said, let's emphasize one word, fairness. Let's put aside all issues of identity and how anyone feels. Let's just look at fairness. So here you have some female athlete, and she's been pushing hard since she's been a little girl. She wants to be in track and field, or she wants to be in this sport. Mm-hmm. And she's been training, and her dad's out there, you know, getting rigorous. Come on, honey, you can go faster. And the coach in school, you can go faster. And now she's at the top. Now she gets to – it's not just local. She's statewide. And here comes a guy who's 4 inches taller than her, who's biologically stronger in every way, who identifies as a female. And there's another guy as well. This actually happened
this
recently.
This happened in Connecticut.
And they took the first two places. So the girl that would have been first, she's now third.
Yeah.
The one that would have been third, so at least you're going to medal first, second, third, she's now fourth. What about scholarships? What about opportunities?
What about the Olympics? Like you get knocked out of competing in the Olympics or going to the Olympic trials.
You don't even make it.
Here's my question is, and because this gets to the issue of your book, Jezebel's War with America, where the heck are the men, the fathers? If someone did this to my daughter, I would raise heck. Let me tell you, I'm not going to let this go on. People are like, well, we're going in the courts. I would be on the track confronting these young men. I would confront them physically. I'm not going to hit anybody, but I'm not going to. Where are the men standing up for their daughters?
Say, listen, if people are picking on you at school because you won't identify as a woman, I don't agree with you, but I'll stand up against people picking on you.
Yeah.
But now you're picking on my daughter.
Well,
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Bottom line. So it's almost as if people have stopped thinking. I remember talking.
What do you mean almost as if?
All right. So,
I mean, there's no question people have stopped thinking.
So, look, I was at a rally in Charlotte, North Carolina, when the city was going to turn all bathrooms, make them gender neutral and public locker rooms and things like that. So I had given a little message, and then I'm talking to somebody afterwards who was a young African-American, seemed very articulate, and I'm speaking of his ethnicity and color for a moment. So he said to me, it is so primitive what they do in the hospitals, assigning gender based on biology. It's so primitive. And I said, well, let me ask you a question. I said, if I'm convinced I'm black, am I black? He goes, no, it's different. I said, why is it different? If to the core of my being, I really believe I'm black, am I black? He finally said, yes, you are. He finally, and I said, do I get any benefit? Do I get any special privilege for that? I mean, how does this work? I was just trying to expose the madness of this.
Well, I mean, look, what if you say I identify as a 6-year-old girl? Who are you? How dare you tell me that I'm not? But I'm saying, what's the difference between the biology? Is that a doctor says, no, you're 56. And I say, biology? Who cares? I say I'm 6. My brain tells me who are you to tell me who I am? No one is willing to confront the logic. You know what I would actually say when you talk about the Jezebelic spirit? There is something that is anti-science. It is anti-logic. It has put logic and reason aside as patriarchal constructs. Mm. In other words, something has happened, and this goes way back to the Romantic movement from 200 years ago and Goethe and Byron, whatever, but somehow it's the elevation of feelings against logic, truth, science, all of the things that we thought as a society were objective arbiters. We are now sweeping them away.
Look, there is a video put out by Teen Magazine, and they say if you identify as female, then your biology is female. In other words, now you can even change the meaning of the word biology. And you have in some college campuses now, they have restrooms with men's restrooms with tampons because men menstruate. And you got a picture of a guy. Here's a man with a beard. Looks like a man. Well, hang on. He's got a woman's breast and he's nursing a baby with a beard.
Yeah.
And it's celebrated as a wonderful thing. I look at that and my heart breaks, both for the mother with the beard and the baby. My heart breaks for both of them. But this is the societal madness. Something is driving it. It's not just, oh, this is interesting the way things have developed. There are demonic powers driving this.
If my mother had a beard, I think I might have even more issues today than I already do. Let me ask you a question, because we're talking about something, you know, as a Jew, and I, as somebody who's written a book on Bonhoeffer and the Holocaust and the Nazis, doesn't this sound horribly like Nazi science? In other words, they began to sweep away decades and generations of science and started to say, we will tell you what is science and what is not. They said, that's Jewish science. We want Aryan National Socialist science. And they started doing things and in a way beginning to bend reality because they had the power to do it, even though it defied all reason and common sense. They said, we don't care. We have the power to shut down reason and common sense. When we come back, is this the 7 or the 8, folks? This is the 7. Okay, when we come back, I want to continue this conversation, talking to my friend, the author of this brand new book, Jezebel. Holy cow, Jezebel's War with America. Stick around. It's a living thing. It's a Albin, I would like to talk about Relief Factor.
Sure, yeah.
But you know what? Even better than my talking about it, what about if we hear from Julia? Can we hear from Julia?
Yeah.
Is she here? Let's go.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Okay, I got to say, Relief Factor was actually created by doctors who wanted a 100% drug-free supplement that could help your own body deal with inflammation and those aches and pains due to aging, exercise, whatever it is, which is why I take it. Look, you can do all kinds of stuff, but this is – it's very inexpensive. It's drug-free. It's safe. And within 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. It works for most people. So check it out. It's ReliefFactor.com. Highly recommended, folks. ReliefFactor.com.
From the creators of War Room, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen with Overcomer.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define me?
Overcomer. Now playing. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Visit OvercomerMovie.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the Male Female Hour, and I, among other things, have been trying to explain men to both men and women. Men don't fully understand themselves, and women, totally understandably, don't understand men unless they are explained what men are about, especially male sexual nature, because it's so different from female sexual nature. Years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. So over the course of 6 hours, I talk about adultery, pornography, values and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. Once women understand men and their challenges, they'll better appreciate the men in their lives. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey there, folks. A little ELO for you. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to my friend Michael Brown. You can go to his website, askdrbrown.org. Right now, we're talking about your new book titled Jezebel's War with America. You, you operate in the spirit. This is not theoretical or merely theological. Tell us about when you were in India and you confronted the spirit of Jezebel. We're not kidding here.
Yeah, this is real deal, and folks can even search for some of what I'm talking about online. It had happened to me earlier when God started burdening me with a message for America, kind of a wake up, repent call. So you'd say it was a prophetic message, wake up, repent, God wants to send revival. When I started preaching that and writing on that, I came under this hellish attack. This was in the States. And it was, I felt this demonic pressure. I felt this thing taking away any sense of authority, really an emasculating type of attack.
What year? Like this is a while ago?
The late 80s.
A long time ago.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. When I first really encountered this, and the moment it happened, I thought, you know, this feels like this Jezebel deal, like Jezebel and Elijah. I wasn't thinking I was Elijah, but I was saying the same way that the spirit of fear and intimidation, because I didn't relate to that. I don't normally relate to that. And I was preaching since I was 18 in 1973, but here I didn't want to speak. I didn't want to do anything. I felt kind of like a mouse and I don't want to. I thought, where's this coming from? I got bombarded with these demonic lies trying to take me out. And it was months of battling, and then prayer and fasting broke through. Well, some years after that, I'm in India and traveling with my wife, Nancy, and my friend in India said, brother, we're going to go to Vijayawada. In that city, they worship the goddess Durga, Kanaka Durga, and she is the most worshipped goddess in the state of Andhra Pradesh, and we're going to go there. And I really felt it's supposed to be an Elijah-type confrontation, and we're going to publicly say, who's the real God? Is it Yahweh, the God of Israel, or is it Kanaka Durga? So as we're in India, it was a one-month trip. A few days before we get to that city, we were like 3 days in each city. Before we get there, I get hit. It feels like these same spiritual symptoms. I don't want to speak. I'm afraid. Don't you dare do this. I feel a loss of authority. I feel spiritually emasculated. I thought, Jezebel is the same demonic forces that worked through here, right, through her centuries ago, millennia ago, working again. So I said to my friend Yesupadam, I said, brother, what does the statue of Kanaka Durga look like? And he said, brother, she's this beautiful woman. She's a warrior woman. She's holding the head of the giant that she killed. I've actually found pictures where she's killing the king of demons, this good-looking guy, and she's got a sword thrust through him. She is the one that kills the giant men, right? I thought, whoa. And he said, and brother, something very odd. He said, once a year, the male worshipers of Kanaka Durga dress up like women. I thought, you got to be kidding me.
People don't understand the demonic is real.
We are talking about the demonic. And there are people, I mean, in America, we act like these are metaphors. When you go to places like this, you realize, no.
Oh, yeah.
This is real.
So on that trip, I had to get up real early in the morning and start to pack while it was still dark because we had an all-day bus ride. And it was this old room, this old hotel with this wooden bed frame. And I skinned my heel. I mean, it literally took maybe the size of a quarter, about, you know, a tenth of an inch deep. It just ripped it right off my right. And immediately I heard Genesis 3:15 that there's going to be the bruising of your heel, but you're going to crush her head. I knew there was going to be victory here. So we get into the city, and it was a wild event. I mean, God moved and people saved and public confession. A demonized man starts singing like a woman and dancing around. Kanaka Durga is not a god. Kanaka Durga is not a god. Well, I was preaching about this in Florida recently, and an Indian Christian woman came up to me. And she said, you know, I was just in India. I was experiencing the same spiritual battle. She said, do you know that Durga is the goddess of the transgenders and the homosexuals of India? Just search for it. Durga, god or goddess of the transgenders. And the image is now half male, half female. It is this same Lord.
How do you spell Durga?
D-U-R-G-A.
Okay.
Just search for it. And Kanaka is K-A-N-A-K-A. But just Durga, god of transgender or god of homosexual. And they come to her shrine. They worship there. This is the one they identify with. The image is now, they have it as half male, half female. It's like, the same thing. Right, exactly what we wrote about, the war on gender being part of this larger Jezebelic attack. I've experienced it firsthand.
Look, I have had Ken Fish on this program and others. This is real. And part of what I want to do on this program is make people, challenge people to understand that, you know, your faith, if you have any faith, this is not merely rational, cerebral, theological. There's a reality of why we're supposed to have a personal relationship with Jesus, why we're supposed to invite the Holy Spirit into us to lead us and guide us to have a living relationship, because we are dealing with demonic powers. We're not dealing merely with bad worldview or sinful behavior. We're dealing with it. So this is why when you write a book like this, Mike, I want people to understand that, first of all, God has not given us a spirit of fear. He says to us, like he said to you, I want to fill you with my spirit to give you strength to stand against these things and to stand against sexual temptation, pornography, you know, the radical feminist agenda, whatever. That God wants us to do this because he loves the men and the women in this culture that are confused. He loves them. He wants to reach out to them, but he's calling on us to be a part of that. And that's why I hope people will get your book, because I think we need to understand this is real. This is not just, you know, a theological conversation or a political conversation. Real lives are at stake.
Yeah, real lives are at stake. And the last two chapters of Jezebel's War with America, I deal with how to defeat Jezebel in your personal life and how we can defeat Jezebel on a national level. If we care about God, if we care about people, we need to understand that the devil wants to destroy. And Paul said, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. I don't hate people. I hate the devil that wants to destroy people. And he's real. And look, we can get as intellectual as we want. We've got our degrees. We've got our education. You've written your intellectual books. I've written mine. We understand, though, intellectually, we realize there is a spiritual realm as well.
There's no question about it. Again, your website is AskDrBrown.org. I hope people will check you out, AskDrBrown.org. The book, even if it's not available today, people can pre-order it. But this is important stuff. Jezebel's War with America. We'll be right back.
About what a friend had said, I was hoping it was a lie. Thinking about what a friend had said, I was hoping.
Portions of today's program are sponsored by Food for the Poor.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour. And years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has completed radiation therapy for a tumor on her pancreas.
A statement released by the court says Ginsburg has been, in its words, treated definitively and there's no evidence of disease elsewhere in the body. The 86-year-old justice underwent 3 weeks of treatment after a biopsy performed on July 31st confirmed a localized malignant tumor. She'll continue to have periodic blood tests and scans, but the court says no further treatment is needed. Ginsburg has had several bouts with cancer and underwent surgery last December for cancerous growths on her lungs.
Correspondent Wally Hines with that report. Stocks have been down sharply on Wall Street after President Trump said he hereby ordered U.S. companies to consider alternatives to doing business in China. The Dow is off 676 points, the Nasdaq down 248. This is SRN News.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
I like the way sparkling earrings lay against your skin so bright.
Hello there, folks. I'm talking to my friend Mike Brown, Michael L. Brown, Ph.D. He's right here. The book is Jezebel's War with America. Mike, let's get practical. People who are listening, what can they do in their lives to combat this?
So first thing, let's not be ignorant of the enemy's devices. Let's recognize what's happening. Just like a couple, their relationship starts to break down and things are not the same. And they realize, okay, something's going on here. We need to stop. We need to assess.
Right.
And we need to make some effort to bring about change. So let's realize first that there is a real satanic plot. The only conspiracy theory I believe in is the one that the devil is behind a lot of junk going on. Let's recognize what's at stake, and let's recognize the end goal of the enemy is to absolutely destroy lives. There's nothing good in any of this for anyone. It's ultimate destruction is his plan. So where do we start? You mentioned don't fear. That's one of the most important steps we can take, because the very power of Jezebel is the power to intimidate, is the power to emasculate, is the power to get you to cower. And I can't stand. Something's going to happen to me. Look, right. Even in writing this book, I realized I need a lot of prayer support for this, because when you take these things on, there's going to be pushback. And Eric, I believe a lot of people live captive to fear. They won't step out. They won't try to break free. It's almost like they make an unspoken agreement. I won't cross this line if you don't bother me and my family.
Right.
We've lost our authority. There are women who are prayer warriors who used to stand strong. They got hit. They got disappointed.
Yeah.
Now they're afraid to. And their kids need those moms praying for them. They're men that used to be bold and step out. Now they've literally been spiritually castrated to the point that they're guilty because of porn. They're guilty because of failure. First thing, we've got to take in the word, fear not. God is with us. And when the Bible talks about putting on spiritual armor, this is wild. Now, we're talking metaphorically here, right? But the armor that we put on, Ephesians 6, the armor that we put on is the same armor, metaphorically, that God wears. For example, Ephesians 6 says, put on the helmet of salvation. Does that mean you put on a helmet and think, I'm saved? Well, that's fine if you do that. But Isaiah 59, it says God puts on salvation as a helmet. In other words, it's metaphorical, but it's that salvation is God's victory, God's triumph. The sword of the Spirit is what? The Word of God. So we literally have divine armor. We've got to clothe ourselves with who He is, with what He's promised, with His authority, with His victory. And one thing that's so helpful is when you can walk with the Lord and His joy begins to flood your life, something struck me. Fear is always about the future. If you're in agonizing pain right now, that's terrible, but that's not fear. Fear is it's going to get worse. Fear is something's going to happen to my kids today. You're sitting there at home, everything's fine, and so fear grips you. So there's going to be a car accident. Someone's going to get sick, and this thing is oppressive. Well, when you experience overwhelming joy, the joy of the Lord, it brings with it this sense everything is going to be all right. It's the exact opposite of fear.
That's right.
As we are filled with God's truth, as we take on faith, which is the opposite of fear.
Listen, a lot of people are going to very dead churches, and they're not getting pumped up in the way you're talking about. The worship is not like that. The whatever, and so they kind of walk out, and you know they got some interesting ideas, but we're talking about living your faith as a warrior in the power of God. We're out of time, but Mike, thank you for being my guest. Thanks for being my friend. Thanks for what you do. The book is Jezebel's War with America. And then the website, askdrbrown.org. Thanks for listening. Hey, folks, before I forget, your support of Food for the Poor right now, today, is critical. Please, folks, help rush food to thousands of displaced kids and families along the Venezuela-Colombia border. Your one-time gift of $200 provides 5,000 nutritious meals for displaced kids and families through Food for the Poor. Just go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the Crisis in Latin America banner. Remember, any amount will help. Again, please go to MetaxasTalk.com or call toll-free 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.